2024 International Thanksgiving Blending Conference. Week 1. Day 6. Morning Nourishment. 1 Peter 1:10-12. Concerning this salvation the prophets sought and searched diligently, the Spirit of Christ in them, making clear, testifying beforehand of the sufferings of Christ and the glories after these. To them it was revealed that, to you they ministered these things, which have now been announced to you through those who preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit. In 2 Peter 3:16 Peter speaks of these things. In his two epistles, Peter covered the entire economy of God, from eternity past before the foundation of the world, to the new heavens and new earth in eternity future. He unveiled the crucial things related to God's economy, concerning which things the prophets prophesied and the apostles preached, from four sides. Today's reading. Parenthesis 1. From the side of the triune God, God the Father has chosen a people in eternity according to His foreknowledge and called them into His glory. Christ, foreknown by God before the foundation of the world but manifested in the last times, has redeemed and saved God's chosen people by His vicarious death, through His resurrection in life and ascension in power. The Spirit, sent from heaven, has sanctified and purified those whom Christ has redeemed and saved. The angels long to look into these things. The triune God's divine power has provided the redeemed ones with all things that relate to life and godliness, to guard them unto full salvation. God also disciplines them by some of His varied governmental judgments, and He will perfect, establish, strengthen, and ground them by His all grace. The Lord is long-suffering toward them that they all may have opportunity to repent unto salvation. Then Christ will appear in glory with His full salvation for His lovers. (2) From the side of the believers, as God's possession, were chosen by God, called by His glory and virtue, redeemed by Christ, regenerated by God through His living Word, and saved through the resurrection of Christ. They are now being guarded by the power of God, are being purified to love one another, are growing by feeding on the milk of the Word, are developing in life the spiritual virtues, and are being transformed and built up into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to serve God. They are God's chosen race, royal priesthood, holy nation, and peculiar people for His private possession to express His virtues. They are being disciplined by His governmental judgment, are living a holy life in an excellent manner and in godliness to glorify Him, are ministering as good stewards of His varied grace for His glorification through Christ, under the elders' exemplary shepherding, and are expecting and hastening the coming of the Lord, in order to be richly supplied with an entrance into the eternal kingdom of the Lord. Further, they are expecting the new heavens and new earth, in which righteousness dwells, in eternity, and they are growing continually in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. (3) From the side of Satan, Satan is the believer's adversary, the devil, who as a roaring lion is walking about, seeking someone to devour. (4) From the side of the universe, the fallen angels were condemned and are awaiting eternal judgment, the ancient ungodly world was destroyed by a flood, the ungodly cities were reduced to ashes, the false teachers and heretical mockers in the apostasy and mankind in his evil living will all be judged unto destruction, the heavens and the earth will be burned up, and all the dead men and the demons will be judged. Then the new heavens and the new earth will come as a new universe, in which God's righteousness will dwell for eternity. This is the end of today's morning revival.